As you know, we have lost someone who contributed incredible, incredible leadership. Her name, Gloria McAdam, and I know that many of you met Gloria and remember how she started. I remember Gloria when I first met her in downtown Hartford, and there were just a very few people that were working with her as she wanted to start a food bank. And I don't have to tell you what happened. One of the largest anywhere, and thousands and thousands of people were helped, and we lost her. Jason Jakubowski is the president and CEO for FoodShare now, and has just taken it over and has done a tremendous job. And he's here sitting with me this morning. And Jason, thank you so much. And I know how tough it is for you, and I know how tough it was for me when that happened.
Yeah, no, Brad, thanks for having me in. I really appreciate it. Anytime I can come back to the studio, it's always it's always a bittersweet time. Those of us at FoodShare appreciate you reaching out, and just everybody over at the community reaching out. Gloria was just, she was larger than life. She was a, she really was a rock star.
And you know what the big story is she never patted herself on the back or anything.
No, you're right.
And it's incredible what has happened, and you have carried on, and all the folks that are working with you. It's still a tremendous, I don't know what we would do without it. And when she first started, I remember the first time when I first met her in downtown Hartford, and I never dreamed, and I don't know if she did at the time, that it was going to turn into such a tremendous program for people in need.
Yeah, you talk to some of the folks that have been around for a while and that have known FoodShare through the years. They've said the same thing, is that, you know, literally started in a closet. And Gloria, with the help of people like yourself and other people in the community, you know, helped build it into an empire. I mean, we now occupy, you know, several acres over in Bloomfield. We have a huge warehouse. We do a lot of distribution. We went from distributing, you know, 50,000 meals a year to more than 11 million meals last year. And I say, and I said this to my staff yesterday, that would not happen were it not for Gloria, for her tenacity, and for her leadership over the time that she was with us over at FoodShare. 30 years. I mean, that was a long time. You worked with her very closely over those years. Whether it be turkey drives or other food drives or anything. And
She started the turkey drives. I'll never forget
them.
We do them every year.
Absolutely.
We've done them every year.
And we're still doing them.
And
we're still doing them. So all those things, and I think that's really what I reflect on, is that there's so many things that we do today, that we still do today, that were really her idea, that were started by her many, many years ago. And it's a great way for us to be able to keep her legacy going.
You know, one of the things that I liked, it's typical Gloria, is the turkey, the Turkey Tuesday.
Yep,
we kicked it off, and Scott Haney, everybody,
yep.
they all had their own, but it raised some. But I
we
loved
still
it.
Do it.
I know. And
you were there at 4 a.m.
You remember.
You were there before I was. It was impressive.
But anyway, what I liked was turkey and a 20.
Absolutely. But we've gone up. We've, you know, inflation. It started at turkey and a 10, then turkey and a 20. Now we're at turkey and a 30.
And a 30.
And people keep asking me, when are you guys going to go up to turkey and a 40? I said, I don't know. I said, we'll see as inflation
goes
up.
And that was her idea.
It was a brilliant, brilliant idea.
And I'll never forget when she said, Brad, what do you think of the, you know, I said,
brilliant.
I think it's terrific.
Yeah,
boy, I'll tell you, the radio audience, they came through, and they still do. But it's amazing the number of people. And farmers.
Right.
Farmers.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, they come in as part of it. They start growing crops.
Yep.
I mean, who would have ever dreamed that something like this would happen?
The you're right. Coming up with the turkey in 20, turkey in 30 piece was it was brilliant, because that is not just our biggest food drive of the year, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And the messaging and folks like you in the media have done a great job helping us carry this message, is that, you know, the turkey's important because it helps people have a good Thanksgiving. The 20, 30, whatever dollar contribution helps us to do our work throughout the year. I mean, Gloria was a pioneer in recognizing that hunger does not end after Thanksgiving. It doesn't end after Christmas. It doesn't end after New Year's. It's a year-round problem. And how are we going to capitalize on the holidays in order to be able to meet our budget and our obligation year-round?
Jason, one of the things, too, we're in Connecticut, and the people in the area, there are so many that need it. However, if you ask people, if you go out of town, oh, you live in Connecticut.
Absolutely.
My God, they think everybody's got $1 million. No. I mean, it's unbelievable.
We get that. I agree. I go to national conferences, and you know, people will say that all the time. They'll say, "Oh, well, Connecticut, you don't have any problem." You know, here in Hartford and Talon County alone, there's 121,000 people who are food insecure. That's a lot. And people think, "Oh, you just distribute food to Hartford and New Britain and Bristol." No, we do distribute food to those communities, but we have very active mobile sites in Avon, in Farmington, in West Hartford. You have no idea who is food insecure.
And you know what's wonderful too? Once they start to make it.
Yep.
They come back.
Absolutely.
And they want to work with us.
Yes, we have plenty of volunteers and donors who say, hey, you were there for us when we needed you. Today, actually, we're doing a pop-up mobile food share site up at Bradley Airport for the TSA employees who haven't been paid over the last couple of weeks. Perfect example of what we do. Somebody's in need. It's not a permanent need. It's a short-term need. We're there to help them out in the short term. And then, when they get back on their feet, many of them come back to us and thank us for everything that we do. And again, that's the model that Gloria really pioneered too. 30 years ago, 35 years ago when food share started, it was just about collecting food and distributing food. We're beyond that now. That is
it's
so much more.
That shows you what motivation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. 100%.
When you're motivated and you know it's right, and you know it's perfect.
Yep.
You want to be part of it.
Absolutely. And I say to people, I'm lucky. I get to sit physically at Gloria's desk every single day. I use the same exact desk that she used. I get to see the fruits of her labor on a daily basis. But I owe it, you know, to folks inside. If somebody likens me to Gloria, that's usually the best compliment that I can. That's usually the best compliment that I can be given. Because she had passion, and we want people to know that everybody at Food Share
tremendous.
And all of our supporters have passion. I mean, that's really
well. I'm glad that you could get by today to be with me for a little while.
And I always love being in the studio. Every time I come in here, I feel like let's spin some records or something. You know, I feel like it's 1975 again.
Well, thank you again, and we just.
Thank you, Brad.
To have Gloria on our mind, it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. And I've conveyed your sympathies to the entire staff over there at Food Share, and you're a great friend to us. You were a great friend to Gloria, and thanks for having me here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, coming up to 7:30, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back.